From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Boy, it was fun to talk to Tyler Hinman last week, the crossword puzzle tournament. But you know the most fun were the puzzles that you had, those obscure kind of riddle things that I think Liza Levy, our guest, she was so amazing.
She was great. April Fool's stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, you pulled a bit of an April Fool's prank on us when you gave out the challenge last week. Remind us what it was.
Yes, it came from listener David Edelheit. I said, take the names of two U.S. states, mix them all together, then rearrange their letters to form the names of two other U.S. states. What states are these?
And you had people going crazy, until they realized what it was you had done. What's the answer?
Well, the answer is North Dakota and South Carolina. Rearrange those letters, you get South Dakota and North Carolina.
Ooh, all in the spirit of fun. All right. Well, we had over 700 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is William Horton from Hutchinson, Kansas. Hi, William.
Good day.
Hey, what do you do there?
Well, by day I work for a medical cost containment company, and by night I am a part-time instructor at Hutchinson Community College.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Probably a couple of years. Seriously, for the last year. My wife, daughter, and son-in-law listen to it avidly as we drive to church on Sunday morning.
Huh. How long did it take you to figure this one out?
Well, my first inclination was to look at Kansas and Arkansas, and then it just hit me, north, south, wait a minute, Will. It's April Fool's Day, isn't it? You sent us to do a difficult task that was staring us right in the face.
Oh, yeah, but I bet you felt a great sense of satisfaction when you figured that one out, right?
I was convinced that there was something hidden that I wasn't finding and that I was wrong. So.
Well, not only were you right, but your entry was chosen and you're going to get to play on the air. Are you ready?
Outstanding.
Okay, well, Will meet Will. Will meet William. Let's play.
All right, William, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, name a world capital that rhymes. For example, if I said Harris, you would say Paris. Number one is muscles.
Brussels.
That's right. Number two is Siena.
Vienna.
Uh-huh. Savannah.
Havana.
Right. Nome.
Rome.
Excellent. Belly.
Belly.
That's right.
New Delhi.
Right. Just Delhi, as they call it now. Nito.
Nito. I'm drawing a blank.
Think South America.
That's right.
Oh, Quito.
Quito is right. Tyro.
Cairo.
Uh-huh. Schema.
If we don't get them right away, we're probably drawing a blank.
Leanne's going to give you the same hint she gave you last time.
Well, think South America again.
Lima.
That's right. How about Roscoe?
Moscow.
Right? Troll. T-R-O-L-L. This time you want to think Asia.
Troll. I'm drawing a blank.
Are we talking
Do you know, Leah?
Seoul? South
We're talking Seoul.
Oh, okay.
Good one. Try this. Vanilla.
Manila.
Uh-huh. And your last group of answers, they're not capitals, but they're all well-known world cities with two syllables. And try this one, Runic.
Munich.
Uh-huh. Staples.
Staples. Naples.
That's right. Kidney.
Sydney.
Uh-huh. Dennis.
My immediate reaction was menace, but that's not going to be it. Dennis. Venice.
Venice is it. How about Dorky?
Well, there's a Russian city, Gorky. Is that what
That's what I'm going for.
Excellent.
Alone.
Alone.
This one's also European.
Again. Well,
I'm going for a German city here.
Cologne.
Oh,
Cologne, is that?
Way to go,
Oh, right, William.
And here's your last one, Yemen.
Yemen?
Uh-huh.
Yemen.
And this is another German city.
Bremen.
Bremen is it. Nice job.
You got it. Well, we'll give you some chocolate, a couple of Easter eggs, that kind of stuff. We'll also give you some other things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Lots of stuff to play with. William, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KHCC in Hutchinson, Kansas, part of the Radio Kansas Network.
Go for it. William Horton from Hutchinson, Kansas. Thanks a lot for playing our puzzle today.
My thanks to both of you.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Will, we have a challenge to work on.
Yes, take the phrase saturated fat. It contains the letter pair AT three times. Think of another familiar two-word phrase containing the letter pair SE three times. Drop the SEs every time they appear. The remaining letters in order, reading left to right, will name part of a car. What is it? So again, a familiar two-word phrase containing the letter pair SE three times. Drop those SEs every time they appear. The remaining letters in order, left to right, name part of a car. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is this Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.